A congressman hoping to keep dairy farms in business. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. First District Tennessee Congressman Dr. Phil Rowe recently met with a group of dairy farmers in Greenville to discuss why producers are taking such a hit on milk prices, with many seeing their income cut by as much as a third.
I know this, that 10, 15 years ago, there were 50 dairy farmers in Johnson County, Tennessee, and there's one now. I do know that. I do know that you're making less money, or maybe back up, you're losing money in your business, and the price of a gallon of milk is the same or more in a grocery store. I do know that. I don't know why.
And that's a question that a lot of dairy farmers would like to know as well. Just a few months ago, producers were getting well over $20 per 100 pounds of milk produced. Now it's down to $11 and $12 per 100 pounds, and that has many thinking of just how much longer they can stay in the business. And Congressman Rowe knows that smaller dairy farms like we have here in Tennessee will be the first ones to go.
What the small farmers are concerned with, and I'm concerned with, is the much larger producers can survive something like this until there are no small producers, and then the price will rise because there's no competition for it. My concern is it's going to leave the big ones out there who have deep enough pockets to survive a loss until there are none of the small guys left, and then they can run the price up to whatever they want to.
Today in Tennessee, there are just 533 grade A dairies left producing milk. 10 years ago, there were over 1,000, and if prices don't change soon for those dairy farmers, that number is going to continue to drop.
If you don't get paid the cost of doing your business, you're out of business.
First District Republican Congressman Dr. Phil Rowe, Tennessee's only member of the House Ag Committee. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.